This is Rick Malone for the San Francisco Symphony. Some composers have the bad luck to come up with an idea that leaves such a strong impression on the music world that it overwhelms everything else they might have accomplished. It happened to Schoenberg with Atonality, to Hindemith with his Gebrauchsmusik, or Music for a Practical Purpose, and it happened to Henry Cowell with Tone Clusters. Although it was Vladimir Rebikov and then Charles Ives who first used them, it was Cowell who coined the term, and then both delighted and infuriated audiences at his recitals by using the outside of his hand, his forearm, and even specially cut sticks to sound out groups of adjacent notes on the keyboard, ignoring traditional chord structures and, at the same time, inventing new ones. Cowell was so closely identified with tone clusters that in 1924, Béla Bartók actually asked him for permission to include clusters in his own music. But there was much, much more than that to Henry Cowell. The fact that Cowell was brought up in California meant that not only was he free of the assumption that all good music came from Europe, but also that he wasn't afraid to try out things that were not part of any musical culture, or were pieced together from elements of different musical worlds. Cowell grew up in Menlo Park, just south of San Francisco. He began violin lessons at age 5 and was already writing experimental compositions before he was a teenager. He absorbed whatever was in the air in the city's Chinese and Japanese neighborhoods, developed a deep love of Irish folk music, and came to include in his concept of music virtually all sounds put into the air by nature and human beings. Cowell's only formal teacher was Charles Seeger, who was a story of his own, as husband of composer Ruth Crawford Seeger and father of folk music legend Pete Seeger. Charles was one of the first classically trained musicians to accept non-Western music as no less interesting than European, and he taught Cowell the fundamentals of both traditional and non-traditional composition. After military service in World War I, Cowell jumped into musical life with both feet. He was the first American musician to visit the Soviet Union, played for Schoenberg's composition class in Berlin, and met Bartók, who introduced him to Faya, Ravel, and Roussel, among others. He wrote the first biography of Charles Ives, was the government's resident expert on Asian music in World War II, and founded and edited the quarterly magazine New Music, where works by composers like Ruggles, Schoenberg, Webern, Verez, and Ives would find their first homes in print and on record. Cowell also found time to teach at the University of California at Berkeley, and at Stanford, Mills, Bennington, Columbia, the Peabody Conservatory, and the New School for Social Research. His students included John Cage, Lou Harrison, George Gershwin, and Burt Bacharach. But back to tone clusters. In traditional harmony, chords are made of notes separated by intervals of pitch, while tone clusters use groups of contiguous notes, which traditional harmony classifies as dissonant to one another. Cowell was already writing for tone clusters by the time he was 13. When he was 16, he went a step further by altering the tones of his piano, putting objects on the strings, and by plucking or strumming directly on the strings with his hands. It was the debut of the prepared piano, which would later become a favorite device of his student, John Cage. It took a while for Cowell's sound world to catch on, and until it did, critics of a more traditional mindset had a field day. An article in the Boston Post entitled "Uses Egg to Show Off the Piano" reported that, quote, Henry Cowell, in the suite for what he is pleased to term solo string and percussion piano with chamber orchestra, has added a darning egg and a pencil with which he assailed the innards of a grand piano. Many of the sounds which Mr. Cowell achieved last evening might be duplicated with a tack hammer and any convenient bit of unupholstered furniture. End quote. And Berlin's Deutsche Zeitung wrote, quote, It is said about Cowell that he has invented tonal groups that can be played on the piano with the aid of fists and forearms. Why so coy? With one's behind, one can cover many more notes. The musical inmates of a madhouse seem to have held a rendezvous on this occasion. End quote. Well, things had not changed much by 1930 when Cowell premiered his first piano concerto. He was actually fairly cautious when it came to introducing the piece. He played one movement, and possibly two, with the Conductorless Orchestra in New York, and then finally the whole piece with the Havana Philharmonic. It wasn't performed in its entirety in the United States until 1978. Like a traditional concerto, it's divided into three movements: polyharmony, tone cluster, and counterrhythm. But that's about as close to traditional as it gets, at least until the very end. Much of the solo part in Cowell's piano concerto involves attacking the piano with the forearms rather than with the fingers, starting with the very first measures. Cowell does give a nod in the direction of traditional concertos, inserting a solo cadenza full of seemingly impossible runs of small clusters scurrying up and down the keyboard. The second movement, again in the tradition, a slow one, opens with an almost inaudible oboe solo. The strings enter, coiling around what seems to be a melody. Until the piano enters with a series of very deliberate chords, attempting to stamp out the string line. The movement ebbs and flows in a series of small climaxes. Until another, louder climax drops into a passionate string melody. Which then turns into something very cinematic. The finale begins like a perpetual motion machine. Although here one might envision a herd of dinosaurs attacked by wild bees. Throughout this movement, Cowell keeps threatening to find a tonal center before veering off in another direction each time. Until finally building towards a virtuosic finale anchored by the brass. Cowell's friend Arnold Schoenberg, the man who broke down the traditional relationships between the 12 tones of the scale, once said, "There is still a great deal of good music to be written in the key of C." Clearly, even Henry Cowell had to agree. This is Rick Malone for the San Francisco Symphony.